West wind becoming west
at 6 to 11 miles an hour. Doesn't that mean Mary Poppins is on her way when only the wind changes direction?
Only if it comes in from the east.
I did. Nobody trusts me.
I think you're flying solo today. I don't see myself on your little webcast.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
go get him. No, go get him before he leaves.
Right.
Try that chair.
Maybe
it's just the screens.
It's all right. Just Jennifer. We're doing a radio show.
I know. Go get Chris. He'll fix it.
It's okay.
It's not okay. I'm going off.
I am the voice from the heavens.
If I'm the only one on, I'm going off.
People pay to see you, Jennifer.
No,
you're the face of radio.
A chance of showers on Saturday.
It's the worst weather report I've ever heard.
After 3 p.m., mostly sunny, high of 87. Calm winds becoming west around 6 miles an hour. Sunday, there's also a chance of showers. And Monday, there's a slight chance of showers for Memorial Day, but they'll still have the parade down
there. There's a chance of showers on Monday?
Yes, there is.
Bummer.
Bummer. All right, so we will be right back with the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Julian is free. He can do as he pleases. He can choose to enjoy a sublime meal in the
What's this got to do with Memorial Day?
Nothing.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
Good morning, and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry, Jim Thatch, and Nancy Sinatra. Is Nancy Sinatra still alive? Jennifer. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon Chamber offices in downtown Plymouth. You know, we have a whole audience that doesn't have us on YouTube. It's just listening to us.
I know.
And are thoroughly confused right now.
It's all right.
Tune in every Thursday morning, please. We beg you, after this poor start to our radio show, at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Hunterdon County Community Day is coming up. Maybe Jennifer can hold up the card to the camera, if she has one of her own. It's coming up on June 2nd, a week from Friday. We have all the details on this fun annual event.
Here comes Laszlo.
At the 4-H Fairgrounds in Ringo's. A week after that, on June 9th, it's time for the annual HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
It's not too late to enter if you are a local artist, and if you're just an art lover, we'll tell you what we have planned for the day. Jennifer says the Miss Universe pageant is fixed. All of the winners are from Earth. It's unofficially summer starting this weekend, which means it's time for HCL's summer reading clubs for kids and adults, and our outdoor summer concert series. We'll talk about all that and more on today's library show. I almost timed it perfectly with Nancy Sinatra ending her song.
Well done.
My question to you was, is Nancy Sinatra still alive?
Yes.
She is? How do you know that quickly? Have you seen her recently?
Because she's on the Sinatra station.
Oh, she like has a show?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Sinatra XM radio station?
Radio, yeah, and her sister.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. What about the son? The son just died, I believe.
Yes, Frank Jr.
You know a lot about the Sinatras.
Spent a lot of
time. You were a fan of Frank Sinatra, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't care about all that mob stuff and... all the, I don't know. If Frank Sinatra was alive today, that Me Too movement would have gotten him.
Yeah,
think
probably.
About all those people. Right?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't want to say anything bad about Frank Sinatra.
All right, well, just I'm trying to share this to our Facebook page, the library Facebook page.
Well, Jennifer is preoccupied, let me tell you, about Community Day. So it's a week from this Friday already, Jennifer. I can't believe it's already here.
No, I can't either.
June is a week from Friday. So it's a week from Saturday, actually, Jennifer. I would be remiss if I told you it was on Friday. So Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 2nd, 2018, at the County Fairgrounds. That's 1207 Route 179 Ringo's, if you want to just plug that right into your Google Maps. It's the fifth annual. It's going to be a lot going on, Jennifer. Food, games, music, fun for the whole family. It's a community shred event as well. So it goes from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the fairgrounds. It's going to be a petting zoo, pony rides, vendors, a reptile show, calliope organ, food, as I had mentioned. I can't remember off the top of my head who the food vendors are. Tethered balloon rides.
Are you going to take one of those?
No.
Oh.
Not a fan of heights, Jennifer.
Oh, but
have you been in a hot air balloon?
I haven't. But you always wanted to have one at the library.
I know.
So I thought you wanted to go into one.
No.
Oh.
Just to advertise the library so people can see where the library was from a distance. I was so close that one meeting to having a hot air balloon. Remember that?
I do.
So games, the Hunterdon County Library will be on hand with the bookmobile, with the friends of the Hunterdon County Library, and with some games for kids of all ages, and a gift basket raffle. So we have a lot going on. So come and get to know the Hunterdon County Library a little bit better. You can pick up information about our summer concerts, our summer reading clubs, our art show, which is happening a scant week after Community Day, and a lot of great music that day, Jennifer. I know a lot about that because I helped plan that. Marshall's Dixieland Band will be performing. Cuckoo Cachoo will be performing, which is two guitarists, Ed and Tom, will be playing the music of Simon and Garfunkel. The White House Wind Symphony will be performing, a special one-hour concert on the main stage. And then performing throughout the day in one of the barns where the food is going to be, Jennifer, is Due South, which is a band we'll be having at our summer concert series this year. They'll be performing new country, classic rock, southern rock. They got a wide array of music they play. They're very good. So you can grab a hot dog and sit down and listen to them for a while. And then visit all of the community tents that are there and get to know Hunterdon County Library and get to know the people you live around.
And kudos to you and the whole committee for setting this up. This is a major undertaking.
It's a good committee. Frank... keep forgetting Frank's last name.
Oh, it begins with a V.
Yeah.
From 911
or something.
Yeah.
He's like the main guy that's been planning.
He is boundless energy.
And the president, Chris Phelan, of course.
To whom I'm no longer speaking.
Why is that?
He said he wasn't speaking to me this morning.
Oh, yeah? What did you do?
I don't know.
How's Leadership Hunterdon going?
Graduation was just announced. It was 2 weeks from yesterday, and we got the information about it last night.
And when is it going to be?
June 6th.
Oh, shoot. That's the day.
I know.
Darn.
Conveniently, everybody, including me, has something else.
Where is it at?
It's going to be at Platform 1.
What time?
6 o'clock.
Ooh, 6? I'd be able to squeeze in at like 6 promptly?
6 Chris time.
So, like, how long will it take? I'm going to be right up the road at Lone
Eagle. I know
you
are. I know.
I could stroll down there. Clap for you.
Yeah, I mean, I've asked him what the timing is because I have an author coming to the library that I really want to be at.
I'll try to do that, Jennifer.
So as soon as I get the
and
timing.
And then maybe you'll come to something I asked you to come to.
Perhaps.
I hear the beer garden is opening this weekend.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did they have
the
it
filling
last
station.
Year?
They did.
I don't remember it very
Let's
much.
Let's meet some Friday at the beer garden.
Okay.
Let's do a live broadcast of the library show some Friday evening at the beer garden.
How about we not call it the library show, though?
We'll call it the library show.
Very good.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Very clever.
I thought that off the top of my head.
That was good.
And then before the commercial break, I want to tell you about the ACL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. It's only one more week to enter if you're a local artist. So if you're a local artist, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage is a link to the entry form. Fill that out and get it to me before next Friday, or a week from Friday, June 1st. And you're in. We have about 50-something artists already. We cap it at 75, and always the last week we get a rainfall of entrants. Since
rainfall?
Most people, windfall.
Let's hope it's not a rainfall that day.
Don't start with me.
Two years ago, I woke up and it was raining, and I thought I was so disappointed for you, and by 9 o'clock, the sun was shining.
Are you showing up at the art show?
I'm working that day, yes.
It'd be nice if the assistant director came to some of these events. Are you coming to Community Day?
No, I'm going to be in Reading.
For what?
The World War II weekend.
That's this weekend.
No, it's not.
It's not? I thought it was Memorial Day weekend.
No, it's the first weekend that anytime it has to start. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And but Friday has to be June. So if Saturday's June 1st, it doesn't start until June 7th.
Gotcha. What are you doing Memorial Day weekend? This weekend.
I know it's going to rain.
I ask you what you're doing.
And I'm going to tell you, yes, I plan on plopping my behind on the front porch with a pile of books and the world's biggest gin and tonic and watching birds and not moving.
Why is that? Yeah.
Because I have not done that all year. And in my hanging baskets, I have a bird's nest.
It's going to watch them?
Mm-hmm.
Stalk them?
Yep. And I'm going to watch my hummingbirds. I'm not moving.
Back to the art show, since Jennifer has absolutely no plans for Memorial Day weekend.
I certainly do.
There's three categories if you're interested in entered: students, grades 7 through 12, adult amateurs, and adult professionals. There's cash prizes for the winners of each category, as well as a Public's Choice Award cash prize, and a cash prize for the best in show, Jennifer. All the artists that exhibit their work can also sell their work to the throng of public that show up that day. We're going to have music by Marshall's Dixieland Band, who's also playing at Community Day. So it's a nice day. Under the Grove of Trees, all the artists will be displaying their work on snow fences. They have a designated section of snow fence so they can hang as much work up there as possible. The work will be for sale. There's going to be a kids' craft in the meeting room, an Egyptian theme. So if you have kids too young to enter the art show, they can come and do their own artwork in the meeting room, Jennifer. That's a new wrinkle this year for the art show.
I wouldn't call it a wrinkle, an addition, an exciting new addition.
An addition, okay. So once again, this is Saturday, June 9th, the HCL Outdoor Art Show from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So if you're an artist, we'd love to see you there. If you're an art lover, we'd love to see you there. Bring a picnic, bring a chair or blanket, and hang out with the local artists of Hunterdon County on Saturday, June 29th.
From
10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Before we go to the first commercial break, how was the concert last night?
Concert was very good. Nancy Colletti Trio performed. She performs all around the area. She's going to be at the Hotel Bethlehem tonight.
Very
so
nice.
If you're in Bethlehem, PA, you can catch her tonight. She also Deerhead Inn or something, somewhere off the Delaware River somewhere. She's a regular there too. So she's got a pianist, a stand-up bass player, and her amazing voice. She does like jazz takes on a lot of standard songs. She did uh-huh. Carpenters and.
Yeah, I wondered how she was going to do
and a lot of old standards. She did Goldfinger from the James Bond movie.
Really?
It was excellent. She did such a great job with it. You wouldn't think, right?
No,
Goldfinger coming back from the commercial break, and you'll see. But incredible voice,
right.
and the people really loved her. So the Nancy Colletti Trio, I highly recommend if you see them performing to sit down and take a listen. We'll go to our first commercial break. We'll come back with Shirley Bassey's version of Goldfinger and Today in History right after this.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Looks like.
Say it again.
Is that what Shirley Bassey looks like?
But I have to say, I can see this being done more straight jazz. It was the Carpenters I couldn't imagine.
I forget what Carpenters song they sang.
Because this already sort of is.
Yes. Okay, before we go to Today in History, I just want to mention that we had the NCB Garden Expo last Saturday, and I heard it went very well, Jennifer. It was actually rainy, so it just helped attendance. So all the gardeners that couldn't be in the gardens, they had to come learn about how to make their gardens better, how to make their gardens grow.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How is your garden this year?
Lori hasn't really had time to get it going yet, and I don't do anything. I'm the lawn, Jennifer.
I see.
Which I've got to cut before Memorial Day weekend, or it's going to be the
same. You haven't cut it yet?
Yeah, I've cut it several times.
But I mean, recently?
Before this. Well, it's been raining every day for the past.
I know, but golly, Jim.
Golly what?
This must be pretty tall.
Well, I cut it last Thursday.
It's rained a lot since then.
No, I know. That's why I couldn't cut it, Jennifer. Unless I wanted to get my tractor stuck in the bottom of the yard and... Unless I went up there with scissors and just did it. I have a little more grass than you, I think, Jennifer.
You do.
Okay, moving on. The NCB Garden Expo. Very successful. Dana Neubauer at the North County Branch Library runs this every year. And it sounded like she had a very good crowd for it. So we'll be doing it again next year if you missed it this year. Good luck with everyone's gardens this year. I think everyone who went to the Garden Expo has a leg up on everyone else. So if you see somebody with an exceptional garden, Jennifer, odds are they were at the NCB Garden Expo last Saturday. Yes? You like my deduction there?
Yes, that was very good.
Today in history, this time every week I ask Jennifer questions about
Jim
events.
Jim is fascinated by Shirley Bassey.
I'm thinking she's going to wrap this up soon.
Sure.
Thank you, Shirley. Shirley Bassey's still alive. Today in history, this time every week I ask Jennifer questions, and Kiko too, because Kiko...
Hi, Kiko.
One of our guest radio hosts, and...
I hope I don't disappoint.
Not an avid listener, but occasional listener. We'll be trying to answer today as well, Jennifer. I'll give you some events that happened on May 24th in years past, and also some people who were born or who have died on May 24th, and you see if you know who they are just by hearing their names.
When we get to
you're
born.
You're going to do very well here. What?
When we get to born, may I give a shout out to someone?
That was born on May 24th?
Mm-hmm.
Give them right now. Happy birthday to Gene?
No, to Ike. Ike is 90
Dwight
years
Eisenhower.
Old today. No. Ike is 90 years old today.
Okay.
And
who's Ike?
He's one of Gene's friends. He's actually celebrating in Maryland, and he and his wife are going to be driving back up next week, and I can't wait to see them. I haven't seen them. They go to Florida for the winter.
Okay.
So I haven't seen them since October. So we're really looking forward to seeing Ike and Jen again.
So, 90 years old. God bless him.
I know.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go down to 1607. Not down. How about back to 1607, Jennifer?
Are you supposed to think of the question?
1607, Jennifer. What could have happened in the United States in 1607?
Many things could have happened.
That had to do with English or British. Not in 1607.
Kiko,
there's only one thing that could have happened in 1607 that had anything to do with the English.
Kind of vague, Kiko. Jamestown was settled.
Jamestown. The English settlers arrived at Jamestown and disembarked on this date.
How do you like that?
It was the only English event that happened
before
1607.
But how do you like that I picked that out?
I'm not that impressed, Jennifer.
Oh.
So Jamestown's interesting. Have you ever been to the Jamestown settlement? It was actually...
I don't remember. I know when we were in Williamsburg, we went to Yorktown. I don't remember if we went to Jamestown.
It should have failed because they picked the Jamestown location because there was fresh water and stuff like that. But it turned out there wasn't fresh water there because they had landed just after some monsoon season. So they were fooled by the amount of fresh water, and by the time things got back to a normal level, they found out where they were was like more breakish water. Like they didn't go up river far enough to get fresh water, but they were stuck there. They had built the thing, and Connolly probably shouldn't have survived, but somehow they made it through. Probably a lot of help from John Cartwright, my relative, probably instrumental in making sure that the Jamestown settlement survived. Okay, only a scant 19 years later, Jennifer. 1626, Peter Minuet was in the news. What did he do on this date in 1626?
He founded...
Didn't find something. Mm. He bought something.
Oh, he bought New York Island, Manhattan Island.
He bought Manhattan from the Dutch.
The Dutch.
For what turned out to be in... $1,500 or something.
Right.
He ripped off the Indians. Our first actual. What word am I looking for? Atrocity against the Native Americans. Possibly Peter Minuet, just taking Manhattan for him for whatever he gave to them for a whole island.
Well, there is that song. I'll take Manhattan.
Oh yeah, how's it go?
I'll take Manhattan, Staten Island, Bronx. I forget how it goes. We can go to Coney. We'll eat. Never mind.
You need a Coney?
No.
Coney's a rabbit, isn't it? Isn't it?
Coney. We'll go to Coney Island.
Yeah, I know. But isn't it a Coney? If you're eating a Coney, isn't that a rabbit?
I don't know.
I think it is.
We'll go to Coney. We'll eat bologna. You really never heard this?
No,
I played it on the show.
The next commercial break, we'll be playing I'll Take Manhattan. Is it from a play?
I think it's We'll Take Manhattan.
We'll Take Manhattan?
You've heard it. I played it on the show before.
I don't remember, Jennifer.
I'm sure not.
Yeah, I don't remember everything I hear. If I did, I'd be the most brilliant man in the world. Instead of like the fourth or fifth.
Right. Okay, continue.
In 1830, Jennifer... what standard verse that everyone knows was published by Sarah Josepha Hale? Some little verse or rhyme that every kid knows.
Oh, happy birthday.
No.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
No.
I'm out.
Mary had a little lamb.
Oh.
See, that was vague. I knew it was a tough one. Mary had a little lamb was published today. In 1830, do you know that whole one? When was the last time you recited Mary had a little lamb,
his fleece was white as snow. Wherever Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
And everywhere Mary went,
the lamb was sure to go.
See, we don't say that while you there's assume you know it.
There's a second verse to that.
There is.
Yeah.
And I think it's based on a true story about a lamb following this Mary to school.
Okay.
It's true. I think you can look this up.
If I'm not mistaken...
Henry Ford bought the schoolhouse where the lamb followed the little girl to and put it in a museum somewhere. Look that one up, Jennifer. 1856, why are you looking that up? John Brown and his men killed five slavery supporters at Powhatomie Creek in Kansas. Any significance to this event?
Yes, I'm sure there is.
You know who John Brown is?
Yes, he was an abolitionist.
Yes.
He was a preacher.
Famous, most famous for what? That happened probably about 4 or 5 years after this. This was probably
the
one of
the raid on Harper's Ferry?
Harper's Ferry. John Brown tried to take over the arsenal or the armory at Harper's Ferry. Robert E. Lee had to come and put that down, and that was one of the major steps towards Civil War, Jennifer.
It was possibly inspired by an actual incident.
Did Henry Ford buy the schoolhouse or not?
I will find out. But tell me what happened today with John Brown.
I told you he killed five slavery supporters.
Oh, that was... What was the
before
question?
Before Harper's Ferry.
Oh, before Harper's Ferry.
I just wanted to know that it was a link toward John Brown was one of the... I'm going to say the wrong word again, but instigators of the Civil War. And this was one of his actions that led up to Civil War. Or the war between the states, Jennifer. What opens on this date in New York City in 1883?
Indeed, Henry Ford did buy the Redstone Schoolhouse.
There you go. I might have just moved up to the third smartest person in the world.
New York Public Library.
Nope.
World's Fair.
Bigger landmark in New York City.
It's bigger than the New York Public Library.
What's the, like, the... If the can show me a picture of something in New York City. What they show you a picture of besides the Empire State Building?
Central Park.
Something that was built and had to be opened, Jennifer.
Oh, Grand Central?
No.
Nobody would know what that is. I don't know.
Looking for the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh.
No. Am I being very vague today,
yes.
Jennifer? Okay, the first night game in Major League Baseball history is played on this date, Jennifer, in 1935.
Okay.
And I'll give you the field. Crosley Field. What? Crosley Radios? You remember Crosley Radios? What city was this first baseball game in? Crosley Field.
St. Louis.
The maker of Crosley Radios. You're in the right section of the country. You've got to go
Kansas
a little
city.
More east.
East?
Yeah. East, northeast.
Chicago.
Southeast.
Pittsburgh?
West.
Cincinnati?
Correct. Cincinnati, Ohio.
Not only saying my geography.
1941, born on this date in 1941, Jennifer, Bob Dylan.
He was last year's Nobel Prize winner for literature.
Mm-hmm.
He's a singer-songwriter.
You know what I'm going to ask next.
I know, and I heard one of his songs last night. And I can hear his music in my head. I can't come up with one song.
Like a Rolling Stone?
Yes, that would be one of them.
Okay, born on this date 2 years later, Gary Berghoff.
He was radar on MASH.
Correct. Did he ever do anything else?
He used to be, he would be on Match Game and some other like celebrity kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
He never did any other like movies or television shows?
Not that I really remember.
And in 2008, in 2008, Jennifer. Wait a minute, I've got it all mixed up here.
No
How
kidding.
Did he die in 2008?
You only well,
let me get, here's another born, Jennifer.
What did
you say? Born in 1965, John C. Reilly. He's only 1 year younger than me. John C. Reilly is younger than me.
I think I'm thinking of Scott Ridley.
Why are you thinking of Scott Ridley?
No, I don't know. I'm not. But I
John C. Reilly is an actor. Let me see. Most famous word you know. He was in the movie Chicago.
Oh.
He played Roxy's husband. Can you picture him now?
Mm-hmm.
He was in Walk Hard. I'm sure you never saw that. That's a comedy spoof on all those. It's a comedy spoof on all those movies about like Ray Charles and Johnny Cash and stuff like that. He's been in a ton of things. He was in Talladega Nights? No. Will Ferrell. Step Brothers, Will Ferrell. No. Sorry. Okay, died on this date in 1908. I only put this one because I know you know who this is. Old Tom Morris.
You know I know who Old Tom Morris is?
Yeah. Didn't you see a movie about him? The Scottish Golfer?
I don't know. I never got to see it.
Oh. You were telling me all about old Tom Morris.
Wanted to see it, and I never got to see it.
All right. Well, he died in 1908 on this date.
I forgot about that movie. Thank you for reminding
me. Died in 1995. Jennifer Harold Wilson. I only know this name.
What? Wait, Harold Wilson?
Harold Wilson.
You only know this name because?
Of the Beatles.
Oh, I would have said the Beach Boys.
Harold Wilson was Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and he's mentioned in the song Taxman, written by George Harrison. That's the only reason I know. And then finally died on this date in 2008, Jennifer Dick Martin, 10 years ago. The world has been out without Dick Martin for 10 years now.
Was he one of the creators of Laugh-In? No.
Correct. Rowan and Martin.
Rowan and Martin. Yay. Why did you look at me like that?
I always look at you like that.
I know.
I can't help it. The things that come out of your mouth sometimes. Okay, and that's Today in History. Thanks for playing along. I know I was a little vague today, but hey, sometimes history is vague.
Yes, I have trivia for you today.
Get out of town.
I do.
And I just fell off my chair.
No, you didn't, and everybody can see it that you did not. So I was just going to send you these to let you use them for your trivia night.
Oh, yeah?
But I thought, well, we could just do this on the air.
Very good.
And then...
I had some trivia for you, but I don't know if you're going to do well on it, but you can tell me.
All right, well, we'll do this first. Do you want to do this first, and then I'll
hand
it off?
Sure, of course I do.
Okay, it all started because...
It's 11:32, by the way. Jim Gunnell will be here in 28 minutes for his show, Taking Care of Business.
How's the traffic in Flemington?
Traffic in Flemington seems to be moving smoothly along Main Street, north and south. Yes, north and south.
Yes.
Main Street runs directly north-south.
It does. There's a true meridian down by the... Anyway, courthouse. So last week, one of the New York Times crossword puzzles was based on two cities that were founded in May of 1718.
1718, two cities?
Yes. And I'm very sorry that I didn't find it sooner or give it to you sooner, because then you could have used it during May, because it was there's two cities.
In the U.S. cities?
In the U.S., 200th anniversary. One, the day is May 5th, although it was named at
300th anniversary.
It's a 300th, you're right, I'm sorry. But one was named May 5th in 1691, but it wasn't incorporated until May 5th. And the other one, May 7th, is a traditional day. They're both southern cities.
Southern cities?
One you would not think of as traditionally southern because it's kind of southwest.
1718. Southwestern city?
Both are two words.
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Not that far west.
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
South.
South of Oklahoma. It's in Texas somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's not the capital. A city in Texas, Fort Worth.
San Antonio.
Oh.
So I don't know how you would actually turn these into questions.
Okay.
And then one other one, which has many nicknames.
It's another southern city, but southeast, you're thinking.
So it's west, it's east of Texas, yes.
Louisiana.
Yep.
Oh, I mean New Orleans.
Correct. So I don't know quite how you could turn that into.
Nolens.
So then I came up with name. There's three nations on the Iberian Peninsula. There's a fourth one that you could use at your discretion because it's really not a
Spain,
name.
Spain, Portugal, and Monaco?
Andorra.
Oh, Andorra.
So there's also the British colony of Gibraltar, but that I would use at your discretion because it's not really an independent nation.
Gotcha.
And then there are three nations on the Italian Peninsula.
Italy?
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Like Sicily a country? No.
No.
Crete?
No, that's
is it. Are they islands?
One is. I think one is. San Marino.
Okay.
And Vatican City is its own nation.
Gotcha. I should have got that one. I should have gotten Vatican City.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay. There are eight European countries that are smaller in square miles than Hunterdon County, which has 1,000 square miles.
Is that true? Really? 10 European countries.
Eight
European countries are smaller than Hunterdon County? That's fascinating.
It is.
I might have to remember that question.
No, I'm going to give this to you.
Okay. And Luxembourg.
Luxembourg is 999 square miles. Very good.
Denmark?
No.
The Netherlands? Okay, yes. Andorra.
Andorra is 181 square. And I would double check. I got these from
Monaco.
Monaco at 0.73 square miles is another tiny European state. It's a French principality. It would be at your discretion.
Oh, it doesn't count as a country.
It could. I got these from a reputable source, but I would also verify them independently.
It's going to be harder than I thought, though.
No, because you've already said two of them today.
I just did.
No, you've said two other ones besides that.
I have?
Mm-hmm.
Spain and Portugal?
No. Vatican City?
Oh.
It's 0.17 square miles.
Okay, and San Marino?
San Marino is 23.6 square miles. Actually, you said another one. Oh, you said Monaco already. Liechtenstein is 61 square miles. Malta is 122. There's something interesting about Malta. In Malta, it's a political division, the Knights of Malta. They issue their own passports. They have their own stamps, but they're not a separate country. And Georgia, 937.4 square miles.
Soviet Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, the last time my sister flew to... can't think of the country I've gone. Armenia. She said, "Oh well, we had to stop in Georgia." And I was trying to figure out why she flew from Chicago to Georgia to Armenia, but she meant the country, not the state.
She meant Soviet Georgia, like
yes.
Georgia on my mind, mind.
So before
Paul
McCartney
singing.
Before you stake your reputation on them, I would verify them independently. But
now, where did you find these questions?
I can send you the link. I forget.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
So we've got a couple minutes before our last commercial break. Let's go over the summer reading clubs. We need to talk about those.
Okay, and then can I have my trivia?
Sure.
Thanks. That I'm not going to get?
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to enjoy it, but we can try. One of them you'll get easily, and one of them, since you don't have a TV in your house and you don't have children,
mm-mm,
it might be a little tough for you. But
okay,
you're
it.
Always game.
I'll give it.
Summer Reading Club, right around the corner, the kickoff party for the Summer Reading Club. By the way, the theme this year for the Kids Summer Reading Club and the Adult Summer Reading Club is Libraries Rock. There's going to be a special trivia event. Did you know that, Jennifer?
Mm-mm. No.
June 20th.
At Lone Eagle?
No, at Hunterdon County Library.
Really? You're going to do one finally?
For teens, for fifth and sixth graders, I think.
Finally,
are those
yay.
Tweens?
Yes.
Or maybe you can help me break questions.
Oh, super. That's exciting.
I'm going to do it the way we did Staff Day. I think the kids would enjoy that. Get them up and moving.
Yeah, and then they can move around.
Yes, instead of sitting there.
That's a good idea.
I know fifth and sixth graders. They don't like to sit too long.
Oh, that's I'm glad you're finally doing trivia for a library event. I think that's super.
Karen Lewis, one of our youth services librarians, is running that. Be happy to help her. But the kickoff party, Tuesday, June 19th, they're having a performer, Jennifer, a very popular children's performer, Mr. Ray. We should look him up. Maybe get a Mr. Ray song on in there. And it's Tuesday, June 19th. The show starts at 10:30 a.m. to kick off the Summer Reading Club. And then the Summer Reading Club goes all summer long. It's for ages 2 and up at HCL, the North County Branch, the South County Branch, and the HCL Bookmobile. You can read and earn prizes between June 19th and August 31st. You can actually probably start reading right during Mr. Ray's concert if you really want to get a jump on it. There's going to be story time, performers, and events for tweens and teens. So keep an eye on our webpage, hclibrary.us, for all the information about the youth services Summer Reading Club. Let's listen to a little bit of Mr. Red. Good message, Mr. Ray.
Keep talking.
All right, then the summer Adult Summer Reading Club starts May 25th. That's tomorrow, Jennifer.
That's tomorrow.
What have we been waiting for? Join the club, win gift cards, win the grand prize, and then attend the Adult Summer Reading Club year-end party on August 30th, 2018. All that information is on our website as well, at hclibrary.us, right on our homepage. So sign up. It starts tomorrow. Start reading. Read the reviews of books if you don't know what books to read. We have, there's a blog with books that other members of the reading club read, and they give you reviews so you can find something up your alley. You're going to stop by and ask Jennifer. She's read every book ever written in the last 25 years.
And the ones published in the next couple of years. I read my first 2019 title, Silent Patient. You heard it here first. Watch for it.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
There's somebody in a coma.
No, she doesn't speak, though, after
some traumatic experience.
She's arrested for murdering her husband, and she doesn't speak.
So we got to put together whether she actually did it or not, which of course she didn't. She saw who did it.
I'm not saying a word.
See, I'm all over Silent
Patient. It's like, it's a huge, huge spoiler alert.
So it's going to be a movie starring, is it a woman?
Yes, I forgot who, what the rights to.
It's going to be starring Amy Adams.
Maybe. But back to our summer reading club, the South County branch is also having a kickoff event on Saturday, June 23rd, for kids from kindergarten to grades 8 and their families. I'd say even older. Recipients will have a chance to craft musical instruments from four different continents. Asia, Australia, Africa, and South America will experience sing stories and music from around the world. Local musician and former history teacher Dave Ferger will be joining the fun from 11 to 1 for music and shared activities. Join us for a day of musical learning. Sign up for our summer reading club and see why libraries. So that is June 23rd from 10 to 2 at the Center.
Great. Okay, it's time for our last commercial break. We'll say goodbye to Mr. Ray. We'll come back with some trivia and some library events going on in June. And our summer concert series right after these commercials.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, who's finding his hand fascinating.
You don't have to mention everything.
People can see what you're doing.
That's fine. Then let people draw their own conclusions.
Okay.
I got some trivia for Jennifer.
Yes.
Before I mention this, so we do have one program going on at the Hunterdon County Library tonight. If you would like to see the Best Picture winner, The Shape of Water, for free, Jennifer, and bring your own non-alcoholic beverage and favorite snack, come to the Hunterdon County Library at 6 p.m. It's a fantasy story about how a woman and a fish fall in love. You won't want to miss it.
They did that already. It's called Splash.
Yes, but she wasn't a fish the whole time.
No.
He is. Not even a fish. I don't know what he is.
She was a mermaid. And Splash, Daryl yeah. Hannah was a mermaid.
Not the whole time.
Oh, no, you're right. Yes, yes, you're right. But she really was deep down inside.
Yes. These movies end very similarly. Okay, don't want to spoil it for anybody. 20 questions, Jennifer. The over-under for you is 7 out of 20, getting 7 of 20 correct. Let's see how you do. Morgan and Kiko listening along at home. Can play as well. I'm going to give you two characters from a children's show. You tell me the children's show.
Okay.
Very easy.
All 20 of them are that?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Number one is King Friday and Henrietta Pussycat.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Very good. There's one. Jennifer, see, you're rolling. Number two is Mushmouth and Weird Harold. Looking for Fat Albert.
That I should have known.
Percy and Sir Topham Hat.
That's Thomas the Tank
Ooh,
Engine.
That's one I didn't think you'd get. You're above this thing. Spanky and Stymie.
Alfalfa. The Our Gang. Little Rascals.
Correct. Sandy Cheeks and Gary. SpongeBob SquarePants. Shredder Raphael.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Very good. You're way ahead of the game, Jennifer. Mojo Jojo and Buttercup.
Nope.
Powerpuff Girls. Baby Bop, BJ.
Barney.
Good. Ash Ketchum and Meowth.
Nope.
Pokemon. Mr. Hooper, Prairie Dawn.
Who?
Mr. Hooper.
Oh, Sesame Street.
Correct. See, 1, 2.
I have 6.
3, 4. You have 6 already, and there's 10
I'm
left
counting.
To go.
I know.
Steve and Tickety Talk.
Blue's Clues.
You got it. You can do way better than 7, Jennifer. The Las Vegas is reeling right now. Jason Lee Scott and Rita Repulsa.
Nope.
Power Rangers. Grandfather Clock, Mr. Green Jeans.
Captain Kangaroo.
Tinky Winky and Poe.
Teletubbies.
Chucky Finster, Tommy Pickles.
Mm-mm.
Rugrats. Fred Jones, Velma.
Scooby-Doo.
Timmy Turner, Cosmo.
No.
Fairly Odd Parents. Nelson Muntz, Smithers.
Mm-mm.
The Simpsons. Buffalo Bob, Flubbadub.
Bozo the Clown.
No. The Howdy Doody Show.
Oh.
And Swiper and the Map. Dora the Explorer.
That was just careless Howdy Doody.
Did you go 8
I got half
or 9?
Of them. No, I got 10 of them.
10? Mm-hmm. Very good, Jennifer. I'm impressed.
Well, some of them are older.
I know.
I would have had 11, but that was careless.
Okay, Jennifer, then this is going to be easy for you. Can you name 9 of the last 10 vice presidents of the United States?
Joe Biden.
Correct.
Al Gore.
Correct.
Dick Cheney.
Correct.
Can I, not including the current one or no?
Including.
I can't think of his name. Oh, my goodness. George Bush.
Correct.
I'm trying to count back 9 presidents. Nelson Rockefeller, is that too far back?
Nope. 5. You're doing very well. Except that you can't name the current vice president.
Holy mackerel. Wait, is it Al Gore? Nelson Rockefeller?
Biden, Cheney, Bush.
Biden, Cheney, and Bush. So I need Dan Quayle.
Correct.
How many do I need to name?
9.
Out of how many?
10. You got 4 remaining for 10. 3 remaining to get it correct.
Don't I get kudos for getting Nelson Rockefeller?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, so George Bush was Reagan's vice president.
We don't have all day, by the way.
We have 8 minutes.
I know, but we got to actually entertain the listeners. We can't hear your
thought
process.
All right, go. Who did I miss?
Current vice president is Mike Pence.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Walter Mondale, Spiro Agnew, and Gerald Ford.
I wasn't going back far enough.
If you would have gotten both of them, Ford and Agnew, together. I would assume you would have gotten the current one.
Yeah, me too.
And Mondale is a tough one to remember.
No, because then he ran with Geraldine Ferraro.
Right.
In 1981.
He did indeed.
That I remember.
How did that work out?
Not real well. No, did he run in 91?
I don't remember what year. I've got a few programs coming up to tell you about. Well, I want to tell you about the summer concerts. We have 5 summer concerts this year, Jennifer. We're wrapping up with the summer concerts and then just discussion. We have 5 minutes left. Jim Gano is probably on his way over from Crown Trophy. It's only a 2-minute ride. It's about a 3/4 of a mile from where? No. Yeah, 3/4 of a mile here. He could walk it. Such a beautiful day. Jim Gano should walk to the radio show today. Maybe he did.
Maybe he did. I doubt it. It's a pretty busy traffic circle.
You can walk around that. You don't have to walk around the circle. You can cut it off, Jennifer. All right, moving on. What was I talking about? Oh, the summer concerts, Jennifer. So every year we have summer concerts. They used to be just at the Hunterdon County Main Library in Route 12, but we've expanded it starting last year to include the North County Branch Library. So there'll be 3 shows at the Hunterdon County Library, alternating Wednesdays, and then the other Wednesdays is Hunterdon County Library, but the North County Branch. Why are you getting so flustered with me?
No, because it's not at the Hunterdon County Library.
So starting July 18th, it kicks off at the Hunterdon County Library, the aforementioned Due South, who will be performing at Community Day. If you want a preview of Due South, stop by Community Day on June 2nd. All of the summer concerts start at 6:30, Jennifer. The series is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. We welcome you to bring blankets and chairs and a nice picnic and spend a nice summer evening with us. So it kicks off at the Hunterdon County Library with Due South, then we move up to the North County Branch Library on July 25th. So it's consecutive Wednesdays, just in different locations. July 25th, we'll be hosting the Summer Swing Orchestra. And that starts at 6:30 as well. Then back to the Hunterdon County Library on August 1st. Yes, August 1st. The Blauenberg Band, the huge community band that plays all your patriotic favorites and marches. A lot of fun. And I forget the gentleman's name that is the conductor, but he's very good with the crowd. Then we're back to the North County Branch Library for a band called Raritan Valley Recovery, which is, I believe, a bluegrass-type band. I don't have it in front of me, or I would be
surprised. Well, they're new, right?
Yes.
They're new to us.
It's a new band to us. Yes. And then the final program on August 15th, back at the Hunterdon County Library. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the British Invasion years this year, but we got the next best thing, Jennifer. We got Rave On, featuring Chris Rozelle, who perform throughout the area, and they'll be performing the music of the 50s and 60s, such as Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, the Everly Brothers. They're a great band. He sounds exactly like Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly, too. Great guitarist.
And he's played with the British Invasion.
Yeah, they're friends, actually. So, if I couldn't get them, I'm glad to have Ray Vaughan. We've had them indoors in the fall many times. And I'm glad to finally get them outdoors. So that's the HCL Summer Concert Series, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library, coming off their successful book sale, from what I understand, last May. Mm-hmm. Last April. Oh, my gosh. Regarding
well, it was April into May, yeah.
Wow, May went by pretty quick.
So I do want to mention, I just booked an author for a launch party.
Yes.
It's going to be July 24th, and it's our friend Patty Kerr.
Great.
Who we've had on the radio show before. Her sequel to her book, Magical Dogs, is going to come out. It's stories about dogs, service dogs, special dogs, dogs who mean special things to special people. So we're really excited to have Patty back. She's going to be there from 6:30 to 8:30 on Tuesday, July 24th, and then she'll do a little presentation at 7.
Nice. And I understand you're in negotiations with another local author that writes vegetarian cookbooks or something?
I haven't heard back. I gave her some dates. I haven't heard back from her.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
No, she finally answered my email. Chloe?
Yes.
Yes, your friend Chloe. I invited her to come to a program, and I guess she's been very busy and didn't get back to me, so I sent her some dates.
I think she's been in Italy.
Oh, that's busy. Yeah, so I hope I haven't booked all the dates I sent her.
We'll see. And hopefully we'll have
her
as a guest on the radio show to
promote
her
program. I didn't know
program.
She was an author
as
well.
Is Patty Kerr going to come to the radio show and promote her program?
I'm sure she would love to come. I will try to schedule that. She tours all over, up and down.
When's her program again?
July 24th.
I was going to say, it's...
What day aren't you going to be here?
I'm not here that week.
What?
I'm not here that week.
July 26th.
For the 21st or 28th. So it's too late.
Yeah. Figures.
Maybe I can change my thing till the week before.
Well, no, don't change your vacation to accommodate Patty Kerr. But maybe we can have her the week before anyway.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you for listening and watching. Jim Gano's ready to come in. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Americans have long wondered why seatbelts are required in just about every vehicle but school buses. Now that may change after recommendations are made for the first time ever by the National Transportation Safety Board that all new school buses have seatbelts.
Action on the safety recommendations issued and reiterated today constitute a crackdown, and such a crackdown is long overdue.
NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt talking to NBC News and saying the agency is making the new recommendation following an investigation prompted by two deadly crashes of school buses in 2016. 42 states don't currently require seatbelts on school buses. North Korea claims it's destroyed its nuclear test site, and a reporter for CBS says he did witness several large explosions there shortly before the announcement. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Trump administration is now going to brief a bipartisan group of lawmakers later today concerning a confidential